Was it yesterday or day before yesterday I was speaking and the Lord was speaking to me about something? The Lord was bringing to my understanding about something. He was saying that, Emeka, every single thing that you see on this earth, no one will enter heaven. He said, everything you see on this earth, no one will enter heaven. Not even one is worthy of heaven. Everything here remains in this realm. The cars, the clothes, the buildings, everything remains in this realm. But men give more attention to this realm than the supernatural realm. But the devil knows about the supernatural realm. But the devil does not want everyone to get there. So until you finally believe what God is saying and agree within yourself, I will follow God. See, follow God is not an emotional thing. It's not like I'm feeling emotional. I don't know why my body is doing me somehow. I think, God, I want to follow you. If it's an emotional thing, when the emotion loses, when the emotion, the feeling stops, you hate God. It's the decision you wake up and say, I want to follow God and I will follow him. You have made the decision to follow him. Regardless of anything you are seeing, you are following God. And God says, stand, and you are standing. And God says, go to Asaba, and you enter Asaba. And God says, stay here, and you stay here. I was under a man of God one time. We don't have much member, but sometimes we have member. I will minister power. People will fall under the power of God. People will be telling me, why are you still here? I said, God has not told me to leave. My friend knows about that time. People will say, why are you still here? Ah, you have power. You have anointing. Open a church. Call it light of something, something. I said, God has not said. Some pastors came after a while, left the place. I said, I won't leave. God has not spoken. And it was God that sent me. For one full year, I think our highest member was 10. You were there. But if I come online, I have thousands of members online. But in that church, God has placed me. They were just 10. Every day, I prepare a message. You are teaching them. They will carry. Some of them will pour on the ground. You are teaching. I never knew that God was training me. One day that same man woke up and said, the Lord said he should leave here, he should leave Oka and travel to another place. And that is how I started my ministry. If I had rebelled, I would not have learned what I needed to learn. Sometimes God will place you under one of your uncle. You say that your uncle is wicked. God is molding you. Remember, if you are molested when you were small, it's because God is calling you to those that are molested. If you practice homosexuality when you are in the world, God is calling you to save those that are into that business. Because who can save them other than you that have known it? That is why when I come, I tell people about entertainment. I'm telling them because I know entertainment. I was entertainment myself. He was a model. I was into the entertainment. I understand entertainment. So when I tell you about the thing that the devil will give you and take it from you, I'm not telling because I don't know, I'm telling because I know it. You talk about idol worshiper, come to my family. You might be about idol worshiper. My great grandfather, oh Jesus, let me not tell you this. So when I tell you out of the experience. Does it make sense? When I tell you about people that are under curses, family that are under curses, I will tell you, in my family, that time, people die every three years. Until I woke up. So I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you what I have seen. Does it make sense? So when God, when you find out what, if you are someone that you are always sick and God heals you, God is calling you to the sick. That is one of the simplest ways to know your calling. Who can explain that pain you have gone through if not you? Who can? Nobody can explain it. You were raped. It is painful. I know it is nothing to describe about. But let me tell you, in that pain, find the glory of God. It's so hard, but find the glory. You can't find it. It's so painful, but hold that flag as victory. Because they only destroy your flesh, but they don't destroy your soul. He said, fear he that can destroy the soul and the spirit and even perish the body in hell. But don't fear the man that can only destroy the body and has nothing to do with the soul. So hold that flag on. Yes, yes, I was raped. So? But I'm here to tell you that God saves. Yes, I was homosexual. Yes, but I'm here to tell you that God saved. Yes, I was a lesbian, but I'm here to tell you that God saved. You heard some of our members, some people came, some people said, Brother Michael said, I would have been a notorious criminal. He said, I knew how I grew up. And another lady came and said, I would have been the chief of prostitutes. They knew how they grew up. But they are flagging God and saying, see, I stand here. If that thing cannot change you, nothing else will change you. That is why when I tell people that I masturbated to an extent that I think I was the highest. But I met a brother that told me that I'm learning. So when we share this thing, we're not sharing so that you say, man of God, don't say. We are telling you because what have you experienced? We have a part of it. I was in the entertainment industry that I could practically get any girl I want. But God put some three angels around me. My cousin and some other two ladies. They don't, oh. If you're a lady, you come to my office, you spend more than 10 minutes, they come in there and they drag you out. I don't go to club, I don't go to parties, I don't like them. But I'll be in my office, people will be coming. They want the phone number. Some people don't even know who they are looking for. Only very people know that I was the owner of the company. She's saying yes, she knows what I'm saying. People will walk in and meet me and ask who is the owner of this company. So when we preach to you, we pray. When I tell you about money giving, I've seen money. Yeah, money. Touched money. Touch it. I will tell you there is nothing there. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? So whatever you have gone through, you have gone through anger. That anger is the reason you are called. Because you are called to save those that have that anger issue. You are, so whenever you stand and begin to preach, you know what anger? My wife can wake up in the morning and get upset. She encountered Holy Ghost, and in less than a month, something about her changed. I tell you, I have the best wife in the world. It's not mouth, it's the truth. You don't understand. I'm not telling you to excite you. I'm telling you the truth. You don't know this. We share to you certain things. My wife does not know how to smile. Not because she hates you. She doesn't like jokes, does not make her laugh. You can't crack a joke that will make her laugh. I started teaching my own wife what is joke. I said, this thing now is a joke. Now, this is the... God is my... I'm on the altar. God is my witness. I'm telling you, she knows. But I knew she was the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. And in less than a month, and she encountered the Holy Ghost. And everything about her changed. Sometimes I'm like, I'll just purposely look for her trouble. You press the buttons and nothing happens. When you are broken, no. Madam Treasure was saying that if it was her of that past, she would have dealt with those people. You don't know what people have encountered. The reason why you encounter, the reason why God transformed your life the way it is so that you can be a living witness. I don't know why I'm preaching this. This is not my topic, but I don't know why I'm saying this. But someone needs to hear it. Don't be ashamed that you were lesbian. Don't even be ashamed that you were a prostitute. Come out, tell people, but the Lord has changed you. You can't judge me by my past. Because even in the realm of the spirit, God does not know that I had that past. Are we repenting? So when you hear the word of God and you don't allow it to have a... So people will tell me, man of God, you don't know what I've been through. I've been in a counseling and somebody called for counseling and told me, see, man of God, I've killed someone. How do you react? Do you stand up and run? And you are there. You're like, God loves you. Jesus loves you. Said it was an accident. This happened. I said, God loves you. And God begins to speak to that individual. And they wake up and their life change. And you see them having churches. We hear things. That way when we preach out of what we know. You have not done anything now. What have you done? Have you seen people that went so deep into the occult that they eat the heart of people? They eat the heart of babies. They pound baby and eat babies alive. Drink the blood of the babies. Have you seen those things? So what is the worst thing that you can... And God yet stretch his hand and call them. See, let me tell you, if God can call an occultic man, you are too small to be called. There are people that have gone through a lot of pains in their life. There are people that their great-grandfather was poor, their grandfather was poor, their father was poor, and yet they trained themselves through school. I want you to know this thing, that I don't know why I'm saying this, but let me tell you, your brokenness is the reason why you need to serve God. When you stand before men and men ask you, what is the price that you have? What do you have to show for this thing that you are seeing? What is that thing that you have to show, please? When people call you, what is the price? What is the price that you have to show for it? Does it make sense? What is the price that you have to show for the calling of God upon your life? It's those marks. It's those marks. See, the marks are not wiped away, but your sins are wiped away. Those marks are that whenever you look at it, remember where you are coming from. That is why whenever you have a wound, the wound leaves you a mark. It's to remind you, next time you jumped out of a house, you broke your leg. The last time you jumped, you broke your leg. Whenever you want to try, the mark reminds you. It's a remember. So don't be afraid of that scar. Let the scar be the root that you have to give the reason why you must serve God. Man of God, do you know that I was molested? 80% of the ladies, while growing up, were molested by their uncles or one other person. 80% of the ladies. So your story is not new. You don't have enough reason not to serve Him. They said that time when you are yabbing someone, when you come, first of all, yab yourself, then the person will no longer have anything to yab you. The thing is that you come to the church, to the altar of God, and you portray yourself as perfect, and people think there is no weakness. People don't know the pains you go through. Even the men of God go through pains. You don't know. You can be sleeping at 12 o'clock, somebody will come. Somebody have come on the phone and said, man of God, I'm about to commit suicide. The sleep left my eye. He said, my child, I want to throw my child out now and kill the child. And you begin, how do you, know it's a demon. If you tell her it's a demon, she will throw the child and kill the child. You begin to speak to her soul. You leave the body and speak to the soul. And a time will come, the Holy Ghost in her will communicate with you. That's why I tell people, don't off your phone. You might be the lifeline for someone. Are you learning something here? You are broken. It's the reason to serve God. It's not a reason to mess around. Let me tell you. Some people think they know how the end of the world will come. They didn't know how Corona came. When the end of the world will come, I trust me when I say, Jesus, the Bible said that Jesus Christ said, I don't even know the time or the hour. Yes, the Bible laid down what we are to expect. For the fact that you're not seeing it in your state does not mean it's not happening somewhere else. You're dependable. A young boy, you heard a story about a young boy that won about 16,000 souls. He went to, is it Pakistan? And went there to preach the gospel. Look at how small, how he looks small, but and yet he went there. Do you know what it means to preach in such places? You and I, to preach in a place, Anambra, that they allow preaching, to preach it is hard. A man said that this is too small, I'm going deep into the forest. And 16,000 persons gave their lives to Christ. 16,000 persons. We are waiting. The way the gospel will be won, you'll be shocked in one night, the gospel will enter everywhere. One night. You don't know. You are waiting that in there, the gospel now, in 2 years' time now, you never even, look at this village, nobody don't preach there. How did you know that Pakistan won't happen? Because you saw it on social media. There are some souls that are won that are not shown on social media. A man called, is it Pong Cho? Or what's his name? A pastor was asked, Yong Cho was asked the question, how were you able to have up to 1 million members? He said, whenever he's sleeping, after he got married, whenever he's sleeping, his mother-in-law will wake him up around 4 and drag him to the church. And they will pray in tongues till 6 o'clock. Every time he prays in tongues, he's calling one member to the church. And Daddy David Oyedepo went and met with him and said, what is the secret? And Daddy Oyedepo came and practiced his own. Every time he will be dancing. And one day Kenneth Copeland came and said, you said that we are the one that taught you faith. How come you are able to have these members of people? He said, I dance every single one of them in through dance. Sometimes my wife would tell you, sometimes I will start praying, I'll start laughing, and I'll start dancing. And one day you just see yourself in CEO ministry. There is a force that is stronger than you that does those things. You don't know. My prayer is that whenever you hear the word of God, when you go out, no bird comes and take it away from you. See, your power is in Christ. Don't talk about making heaven. You can enter heaven, but you are unfulfilled. That is the biggest regret you will have. You enter heaven and you are unfulfilled. How will you explain to God when He comes and says, my son, you tried, and you say, Father, I'm sorry, I should have done more. Read those Christian books you have not read, get them and read them. That Bible that you have not read, get it and read it now. The time is not tomorrow, the time is now. How many times have you look at a young man was killed not too many time ago? But remember, a prophecy about that came. I gave a prophecy about what is going to be happening in Thames Tides. And then a young man was just killed, just like, did he know he was going to be killed? Did he know? Was he aware? There's no way you could tell. The same way you never can tell when you will leave, but there's something you know that you are in Christ. That, see, let it not be that you died without knowing you died. Let it be that you died knowing that you have died already. Does this make sense? Let it not be that you just died not knowing that you will die. There are some of us that before we will die, we will know that we are about to die. Right? Can we be on our feet?